Yud Dalad Nissen, heir of Pesach, Rabbi Yehoshua Hartman, happy birthday.
What?
Okay, Rabbi Saik, good heir of Yom Tev. I want to ask again, Michil, if I'm going to be over in Gezel Shena, of anybody? Okay. Beseder Gamor, Rabbi Saik, I want to speak about something which I spoke about already once, and maybe in other occasions, but nevertheless, to bring out a concept of a major nekuda, I think. As we know, a name is an essence. The Maral repeats that over and over again. And the name of the Yom Tov tonight is called Chag HaMatzos. Right? Today we'll focus on the name Chag HaMatzos. And when you look at it superficially, it doesn't seem that it deserves to define the essence of our Yom Tov. It so happens to be that while we were rushing out of Mitzrayim, we didn't have enough time to bake fresh rolls, so instead we baked crackers, which are called matzahs. Is that so important? Is that the essence of the Yom Tov? How is it? What? Again, now it does say that matzahs does represent many other things, but it's true. But what do we say in the Godesh of Pesach? Matzah zu al shuma, al shum shelo yispik beitzah kom shel avosenu lahachmitz, ad shenigla alehem melech malchei hamelachim hakadosh baruch hu. That's what it says in Haggadah. There's many other reasons. Lechem she'anim alav dvarim harbe, it represents humbleness, it represents purity, it represents ahin, it represents aher. But what does it say in the Haggadah? What does it represent? The chipozen of Mitzrayim. That's what it says. And you wonder, why is this such an essential thing? Furthermore, if a person will eat chas v'shalom, a piece of bread, from tonight, for another week, he's chayv kores. Kores for what? What is he doing so terrible? He's not commemorating that the Jewish people, when they left Egypt in hastiness. For that you deserve kores? Doesn't that sound a little bit not proportional? I mean, I understand that if a person is Chal Shabbos, he's quite for my celebration, there's a Chi of Kores. A person of a desire, there's a Chi of Kores. A person eats a piece of bread on Pesach, he's Chai of Kores? For what? You know that's the most severe punishment, Kores? What did he do exactly wrong? He's not commemorating the fact that when the Jewish people came out of Mitzrayim, they were running out of Egypt. For that, he deserves to die eternally. It sounds a little bit not proportional. Right? And my boy said, we have a major accomplishment. Only one person fell asleep. Only one. Hello, hello? Wake him up. Ah! So we need everybody awake today. Okay? Okay, I'm going to let you go. Because let us sit as the night that we all have to be up. Okay? So that's question number one. Question number two, I want to ask a question. Question number two. Hashem is called many times in the Haggadah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Only once is he also called Melech Malchei Hamlochim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know where? By the Matzah. Matzah Zul al Shuma, al Shum Shelo Yispik Betzakam Shel Avshem Lachmitz, Ad Shenigla Alehem, Melech Malchei Hamlochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Can you tell me why this is the only time in the whole Haggadah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Melech Malchei Hamlochim? What's up, Shat? V'hi She'amda HaKadosh Baruch Hu Imad Aleinu, right? That we do say. But Melech Malchei Hamlochim is the only time. So let's call that question number?
Two.
What's three? Okay. Question number one is, what's the centrality of matzah? Question number two is that only here's the only time that Kishbo is called Melech Malchei Hamlochim. Okay, you want to call it a question of its own? Why is Chi of Kores good? I'll buy that. Beseder Gamor. First, and secondly, can someone explain to me in simple English, how do you say in English Melech Malchei Hamlochim?
King of kings.
The King of King of Kings? What's that middle stage?
King of Kings.
The Kings of Kings, I understand. The King of Kings, that I understand. But the Kings of Kings, I don't understand what that means.
No, it's the King, the King of Kings.
So what's that middle stage?
First King, comma, the King, comma, and then King of Kings.
No,
in the script.
No, that's how it is.
No. Like the King of the Kavaseidu.
That also has to be explained.
Melech Malchem Lochim.
Melech, who's Melech Malchem Lochim? Who's Melech Malchem?
Who is Malchem Lochim?
Okay, no, it's a nice try, but that's upshot. It's upshot. Elamai, you could say maybe there's two levels of kings. And he's the king of the kings of the kings. But maybe there's five levels. So let's call him Melech Malchim, 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 Amlochim. Maybe there's eight levels. What, there's only two levels? What's that middle stage? What's the difference between Melech Hamlochim or Melech Malchim Hamlochim? What's the difference? Melech Hamlochim or Melech Malchim Hamlochim? It's a good question to ask because we say it so often, Melech Malchim Hamlochim. Right? So what does that mean, that middle stage? Okay. And the last question I want to ask is, Kanan is called Lel HaSeder. Seder means order. But apparently it seems that last half an hour was everything but Seder. I mean, without being too yekish about it, but that last half an hour was such a, like we say in Hebrew, in Israel, balagan. Balagan means, it's a Russian word for chaos.
Opposite of Seder.
Coming out, you are going, and Paul was screaming in the streets, "Where's Moshe? Where's Aaron?" And the Jewish people have to rush out that way. And you know, we used to sing it to our children when they were little, right? Used to sing them in Hebrew because Paro be pijama benza, right? Paro in pajamas in the middle of the night. Well, what's going on? Because well, couldn't arrange. We'll have another 20 minutes. That's all what's needed. 20 minutes. We're there for 210 years. It's hard to believe that 20 minutes would make a difference.
Especially if you waited the whole night.
Yes. And you know, Elamai, you could say that we were already in 49 Shari Tuma. Any second now would be crucial. Let's say it's true. I'm not really 100% convinced that every second is so crucial, but let's say it is. So start 20 minutes earlier. Well, what's this hastiness? Well, what happened? Well, why did Kosh Bohu stage it this way? Obviously, it's not a coincidence. It was planned this way. Why can it be planned in a way that will, at the end of the 210 years, there'll be a ceremony, we tell Paro, we give him flowers, we cut the ribbon, we say, Shalom v'lo l'hitot, bizarre. Well, what's the reason it was done this way? Okay, so we're asking very basic questions today. So let's repeat again the questions that we have. Question number one was, what's the centrality of matzah? Question number two, why is there such a severe punishment called kores? Question number three, why over here is the Kadosh Baruch Hu called Melech, dafke here, Melech Malche Amlachim? By the way, you can extend that question number three. What does Malche really mean, that middle stage? And question number four, Yetzias Yitzchayim seems to be so organized. Everything was so planned well in advance. It's called Lel HaSeder, but that last half an hour, or 20 minutes, it seems everything but Seder. So what's happening here? So everybody say, the Maharal says a word that those who understand in physics say that here he preceded Albert Einstein by 350 years. Really? There was an article written in the 50s to claim that whatever Albert Einstein was Mechadish, which is Gevaldik, was already preceded by the Maharal I'm going to share with you now. And really, he should have gotten the Nobel Prize instead of Albert Einstein. Don't worry, he'll get a Nobel Prize somewhere else tomorrow. Don't worry. What does the Maharal say? And this we need a little to go into something, what's we saying? Very, very interesting. It's a little deep, but that's what it's all about. As mentioned before, what really happened tonight is people say the exodus from Egypt. You see, which is true. But that's not really the whole story. What really happened tonight is we were born. The Jewish people were born. I'm an American. We have by us the 4th of July. What's Am Yisrael's 4th of July? Yetzias Mitzrayim. How do you know? Is it written anywhere? Yeah, absolutely. Where? Novi Yecheskel. In Perek Tzion, in that Perek that we quote in Leila Seder, Ve'et Bosesim Adamayich, Ve'omalach B'damayich Hayim, you know over there, in Perek Tzion, it says, Ve'olatatech Be'etz Mitzrayim. We were born. How old are the Jewish people? Tonight, 3,324 years. Bidiyuk. Where are you counting from? Yitzias Mitzrayim. You don't count it from Matan Torah? No. You count it from Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Jewish people were born. Of course there was Yitzias Mitzrayim. Of course there were 10 plagues. Of course there was Kriyas Yamsub later on. Of course. But you know what really happened? Happy birthday to all of us. We were born. That was told Moshe Rabbeinu.
Where do you take it from?
Navi Yechezkel, Pasuk in Yechezkel. Black and white. A Pasuk in Sefer Yechezkel, Perek Tzayin. I don't remember now which Pasuk, look it up. Holadatech Be'eretz Mitzrayim. Black and white. The Maharal says it 100 times. That we were born when we came out of Mitzrayim.
The birth of
Yitzchok,
no?
No, that's how you start counting, but the birth of a nation. Yitzchok is one person. It's a beginning of a pregnancy, and the birth took place. It's Yitzchak. Rabbi said it was kedai to make the whole Torah away, even in now. In they said, just to clarify this point, we were born tonight. Rabbi said this should be crystal clear. Everything before is hachanis, a pregnancy, ahin, a hair for the leida. The leida took place tonight. You could tell every Jew that you see in the streets, happy birthday. Bemis. And where's the birthday cake? Ugat matzot. Right? You can say that also. Why is the Torah called Uga? Mustafa. My boy said, we were born. I think extremely important. My boy said, say it tonight, let us say it to the people around the Seder. What happened tonight is a new reality entered the world. The reality is the Jewish people. Am Yisrael was born. Now here comes something interesting. And this is what the Maharal is going to say. The Chiddush of the Maharal is regarding time. What is exactly time? Try to think to yourself to define what time is. It's very hard to define it. What's time? Is it something in itself? Or it's just by the way there? So we say that time is a Nivra, right? The first thing that was created in the world was man. Breshis Nami Maimaru, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, that Breshis was the first utterance. What was created with the word Breshis? Says the Vilna Gaon Zman. The Sforno says it as well. Zman was created. Breshis, the dimension of time. What does it mean to live without a dimension of time? We can't even fathom that. What does it mean? If there's no time, how will I tell you, let's meet in a half an hour? I don't know. Well, what is a half an hour? I don't know. But time was the first thing created in this world. It's part of the physicality of the world. It's the most really powerful dimension of this world. It's run by the sun and the moon. Day, night, that's how they do it. That's a come. People used to think that the sun and the moon is a god on its own. Because they control time, and time controls everything. Time is, the Rabbi Yehuda Halevi has a shir called Avdei Hazman. The Avodim of Zman. Zman is an Odoim. How do you see that Zman is an Odoim? It says on the first time a word appears in the Torah, it always means that's what it's all about. Where is the first time the Torah mentions the word Memshala? Memshala means what? How do you pronounce it in English, Memshala?
Dominions.
Ruling. Amora gadol lememshelas hayom, va'amora katan lememshelas halayla. The first time the Torah mentions the word Memshala. Rav Tzadik HaKohen says in Sefer Yisrael Doshim, whenever a word appears the first time, that's what it's all about. Later, it could be already used a little bit more loosely. But that first time, that's what it's about. Time is an extremely powerful element, probably the strongest one in our whole lives. Everything goes around time, if you think about it. And our job is to mekadesh the zman. That's again our first mitzvah had to do with zman. When you tell a chasen kalam mazel tov, what does it mean? What does mazel mean? Good luck? That's what the goyim have. We're different. Mazel is time. Or b'shah toiva. Everything by us is focused on time. Now, there's one thing in the world which is tangible, you could see it, you could touch it, and it's timeless. What do you think it is? Something tangible, accessible, right in front of your nose, and it's timeless. No, Torah you can't say, because Torah is, it's not the Sefer Torah, it's the concept of Torah. I mean something tangible, that you can hold it like this. Mamish. Like this. Am Yisrael.
Here comes a very important point. We, the Jewish people, ain't Baal HaNes, Makil B'Nisai. It's good for us to know.
We are timeless people. It's a Moira Tekezach.
We're above time. Everybody admits to that. Even the descendants admit to that.
The phenomena of the Jewish people living and living and living is probably the biggest miracle in the world. The Rabbi Yaakov Emdin, in this Hagdama to the Siddur, Rabbi Yaakov says, whoever looks at our status throughout the world, we're being persecuted. They try to kill us constantly. And we're alive, and we're alive. He says, Chei Nafshi. He says, I'm willing to make a shvua. That when I look in this wonder, it's greater than me than all other miracles like Kadosh Baruch Hu did in Mitzrayim. And as long as the exile is going longer, it's a bigger ness. We're alive and alive and alive. It's unbelievable. We're definitely timeless. Mark Twain, in 1899, wrote in the Harper's Magazine, published here in London, in 1899. He wrote, I have it here translated into Hebrew. Of course, the original was in English. The Egyptians, the Babylonians, the Persians, they were here. They filled up the world with such noise. And where are they today? But the Jew, he's still here. Outliving everybody. What is the secret of the immortality of the Jewish people? A bavusta kasha of Mark Twain. And the way I saw the essay, it remains with the question mark. That's all here. The immortality of the Jewish people. What's going on in here? Well, what's their secret? Mark Twain asked it in 1899. If he would live today, after what we went through the last 113 years, he would have said it a million times more. There's something about us. There's something about us. As individuals, we're born as babies, get old, and die. Individuals. But as a nation, we go on and on and on and on. Because we're Am Yisrael, we're the chosen people. It has to do something with our relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. We're not going to go into it now. But one thing I'll just say. What's unique about being Jewish? We're the cleverest? No, I don't know if that's true. We're the nicest? Halavai, but again, I don't know. We are the... What are we the most? We are what?
Troublemakers.
What?
Troublemakers.
Okay.
Optimistic.
Yeah, come on.
No, that's good.
Okay. That's stage 8. But what's stage 1? Why are we optimistic? What is it?
Chosen.
Because we're the only people that have this unbelievable relationship with Hashem. That's what it's about. We're the only people that had a covenant with Hashem. We're the only people... Okay, let's push it. Let's push it. We're the only people that Kadosh Baruch Hu sent Nevi'im hundreds and hundreds. We're the only people that Kadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself in front of 3 million people, or 2 million people, and said, Amech Hashem Okecha. We're the only people that have a track record like we have our relationship with Hashem. Let's push it. That's what it's about. Yisrael Hashem Becha Espar. The Nevi'im are full of this concept. What's unique about Am Yisrael is their relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Without a doubt. The Nishul Safik. Try to define us in any kind of way, you're doomed to fail. What's unique about us is we have the Torah, we're the chosen people by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our kesher with Hashem. Am zu yatzaiti li tihilasi yisaperu. Novi Yishayahu. Right? That's what we were created for. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is timeless. Those who manifest them in this world are also timeless. That's the only pshat we say. Don't try to find any other uniqueness about Am Yisrael. The designer said it's this. The socialist said it's this. The communist said it's this. Look where they are today. The only thing that is... Reb Sadia Goyen says... I forgot the most clearest statement. Reb Sadia Goyen says, and Sefer Emunah says this, Ein umatenu uma... Ella the Torah. We're a nation only because of our Torah. That's all. That's our whole definition. Anything else won't work. So we are people who are timeless. And we were born tonight into a world of time. How do you work that out? How do you solve this clash? timeless people introduced to a world of time. How do you work it? They're going to be born like everybody else? No, other people are bound to time, and we're timeless. No, we're going to be born in a timeless fashion, but we're born into a world of time.
The individuals are born into time.
How does it work?
But
as a nation,
is timeless.
I'm speaking about the nation. Tonight, the nation was born, and they're timeless. They're introduced to a world of time. How do you solve this contradiction? How do you solve it? Says the Maharal. Are you sorry? Now, this has got to be a real way for this one. This one, you got to be Ubachal the Bachai. Says the Maharal, you know how? Quickness. We will be born in speed and chipazim. What does that mean? Says the Maharal, because when things are done quickly, you are consuming less time. So the manifestation of our spiritual essence is brought out by the fact that we are born b'chipazon. Now there's no time for questions because I only have a few times. Listen to this, you say. Now when the Maharal wrote this 400 years ago, probably people said, what do you mean? It doesn't make sense. What are you saying? After Albert Einstein came to the world, we know exactly what the Maharal means. Oh, Albert Einstein, now from Kabul. What did Albert Einstein say? Albert Einstein said that time and speed are antithetical to each other, to the degree that when things will go in the speed of light, there'll be no time. And for that, he got the Nobel Prize. That's what he said. That was his chiddush. That's exactly what the Maharal said. We were born b'chipazon because there's something about us which is timeless. And something which is timeless, introduced to the world of time, its manifestation is speed. That's how you solve it. That's the best way you can solve it. We would like to be born in a speed of light. But that's only when there's no mass anymore. I and Albert Einstein. We do have mass. We do have bodies. So what do we do? You're born b'chipazon. That's the way to bring out our spiritual definition. That's what Maharal says. When we say, meaning, since we're representing a Kodesh Baruch Hu who's above time, consequently, the Jewish people are going to be born in a fashion which is above time. Namely, b'chipazon. So we may look at it superficially and say, couldn't the Kodesh Baruch Hu arrange that we'll have another 20 minutes? Couldn't the Kodesh Baruch Hu arrange we'll have a few more minutes? And that it has nothing to do with it, Rabbi Yisai. Whenever we would have been born, it would have been done b'chipazon. It's not due to a lack of time. I show it to them like you usually understand. You know, I'm in a rush. Why am I in a rush? I got to go in 5 minutes and the bank's closing soon. I got to go. No, today the bank's open for another hour. Huh? So I got time? That's how we think. But there's something intrinsically above time. And that's Am Yisrael. And when Am Yisrael is born, they're always going to be born in a way that reflects this time's identity. And what is that? The chipazon of Mitzrayim. It had to be done that way. If we would have come out the next day, or the next week, or the next year, it wouldn't have made any difference. Whenever we're born, it will be born the chipazon. Because that's what Am Yisrael is. Let's just go back to answering our questions. We had a question, we'll go in the reverse order. We had a question. Everything seems so orderly. How come that last half an hour was such a balagan? It had to be that way. There's no other way. Because that's who we are. That's our identity. We're timeless people. Why dafka by matzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Melech Malchei HaMelechim? In light of what we're speaking today, what's that middle stage? The King of Kings of Kings. Who's the middle stage? The sun and the moon, which means time. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the king of time, which is the king of the whole world. And that's written Lehadya. Melech Malchei HaMelechim. The middle stage is time. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's how come HaKadosh Baruch Hu is above time. And that's how come only over here in the whole Haggadah is HaKadosh Baruch Hu called Melech Malchei HaMelechim. Nowhere else. And the whole Haggadah. Why? Because here we're bringing out the element that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is above time.
When you want to say that Kosh Baruch was above time, how do you call him? Melech Malchei Hamlochim. The king of kings of kings. And that middle stage is called Zman. HaKadosh Baruch is above time. Mimele Rabbi say, why is there a chi of chorus for someone who doesn't, who eats chametz? If it would have been just trying to mention and to memorize a trivial point, you know, we walked out of Egypt quickly, it would have been a question, why is there a chi of chorus on that? But if we understand the matzahs are identity, the matzah is what we're all about. The matzah means we're timeless people. The matzah means we're spiritual people. The matzah means we're above the physicality of this world. If a person forgets that, unfortunately he's kares. Kares means cut off. Cut off his roots. He doesn't remember where he comes from. If it would have been something just cute to remember, there wouldn't have been a chi of kares on it. But if it's, hey, this is what you're all about. Remember, once you come to the world, that your essence is spirituality. You're here to develop that relationship with God. That's what life's all about. Oh, if a person forgets that, Hashem Yirachem. Hashem Yirachem. The name is called Chag HaMatzos. It's definitely bringing out our essence. The essence of this Yom Tov. The essence of this Yom Tov is that a nation was born who are timeless. That's what it means. Whatever we do on Lila Seder, Rabbi Sai, anything that we do is reflecting our identity. The theme of Pesach is Jewish identity. The theme of Shavuot is the Jewish Torah, etc., etc. Pesach, we're bringing out who we are and what we are. Like when a new baby is born, everybody comes to see, hey, let's look at the baby. Who does he look like? The father? The mother? And all the arguments start. Right? Which side of the family? Nachon? The baby was born tonight, and now's the time to focus. What's this baby? What is he here for? Why did he come here? And what's his role? That's Pesach. That's Matzahs. That we are people who are spiritual. We're not like the going over his side. After Pesach, you have a new time in Shavuot HaSani Goy. They're bound to time. They're going to come and go, like Mark Twain pointed out. But we're going to stay here on and on and on till Olam Haba. Why? Because that's who we are. We are above time, as you see explicitly in your eyes. Do you know of any other nation that came back to its homeland after 2,000 years? Can you fathom what happened by anybody else? Would they exist after 2,000 years? The Irish people, when they came to America, the first generation, they kept still there. May 17th is their, whatever, independence. After two generations, they're Americans. It's over. They're not Irish anymore. They're Americans. Am Yisrael, year after year, we're still here. Could you imagine the Indians one day coming back to America? Which Indians? Where are they? Who? What? A few weirdos living in some kind of villages in America? Could you imagine Barack Obama losing sleep that the Indians are going to come back? Of course not. But Am Yisrael did. We have a track record that no other nation has. Our track record is that we're timeless. And by us, the concept of mortality doesn't happen as a nation. And it all started tonight. And to be more specific, it all started with the chipazon of Mitzrayim. That sets the tone. The beginning sets the tone. That's what it's about. And we were born b'chipazon because that's who we are. And it's kedai to remember throughout the year. Of course we got to make panasa. Of course we got to do a hamam mishpacha and say, yeah, put bread on the table, bread, matzahs on the table, whatever it is. But don't remember what you're really here for. Your ultimate purpose is having that kesher with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's what it's all about. What's called a good year? You enhance that relationship with Hashem. What's called not such a good year? No, nothing changed. I'm basically the same guy like it was a year ago. 2 years ago, 3 years ago. No, I'm the same guy. Nothing changed. Yeah, there are minor cosmetic differences. Life is about taking always another step of getting closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that started tonight when we were born B'chipasim. So Rabbi, I want to conclude. Happy birthday to all of us.
Shabbos.